Time to talk education, specifically higher ed and community colleges in northern Minnesota. Bart Johnson is back with us. He's the provost at Itasca Community College. Today he's here to talk about one of their programs and a pilot program. Bart, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me. And yeah, it is cold. I've got a couple guest students with me, and I got the message last night if it was too cold that they weren't going to be able to come in. So I was a little concerned that I'd have to do this by myself.
So this is not too cold for them. This is good to hear.
It was warm enough. So
did you guys drive yourself?
Yeah, we drove here.
Nice. That's dedication. You picked two good students, Bart.
Yeah. That's true. So just a little background. As I've shared before, the Itasca Area School Collaborative, the seven school districts and the college, we've been working on career pathways where we're trying to get solid experiences in the high school where students can explore careers, kind of develop that identity of different career pathways, and then see if that's a fit for them. And this fall, we piloted what's called the Homegrown Teacher Initiative, which is where students are learning more about the field of being professional educators in the K-12 system. And the first pilot was in Deer River. And then we have a pilot starting here this spring in Grand Rapids. And from those two pilots, really looking for all the districts in the IASC area to have opportunities for all high school students in the education area. So I've got Jenny Tyler and Nisha Moore, both from Deer River High School and juniors. And just going to ask both of them maybe to just introduce yourself briefly and kind of talk about your experience so far in the Homegrown Teacher Initiative class you took.
Hi, I'm Jenny Tyler. I'm a junior at Deer River, and I took the Intro to Teaching class through ICC at Deer River High School this fall. I went into a first grade classroom and a fifth grade classroom and observed and kind of helped students out, and I realized that I do want to be a teacher through this class between preschool and first grade, and that class really helped me, so I really liked it.
Anything you were surprised by in your experiences?
I was surprised that the first couple days the kids are getting used to you, and then their true colors come out and they act like you're one of their teachers, and they're not afraid to ask, oh, I need you to help me tie my shoe. I need you to help me with my homework. I need you to help me with my papers. And then they kind of get used to you being there. So when you leave, it's really difficult. So yeah, it's really hard to go.
How about you, Nisha?
I think it was really fun to go down there and see the kids. And I think the class was great, not only to know if you want to become a teacher, but also to know if you want to have any job with people. Like, as a people person, you understand if your job is going to be one with people or if you're more like a different job that's not really people person-like. And understanding that educating is a really hard job and there's more that comes to it than just having a lesson plan. Like, you really have to understand each kid individually and teach them in more than just educating them academically.
So, Nisha, did your experience make you want to be a teacher as well or change your mind?
So, the experience made me want to be a teacher, but also made me want to do other things maybe. I don't know yet. I'm not sure. But I do realize that I still like teaching, and I still think it'd be a great job, but I also am still interested in other options.
So, Bart, programs like this, it's equally as successful as if they don't like it.
Before we got on the air here, we're just talking that, you know, one of the goals with these career pathways is to try something out. And, of course, we're excited when students say, this is what I want to do. But it's equally as exciting as students say, well, I tried this.
Yeah.
I gave it a whirl. There's good things about it, but I want to try something different in my life. And I think that's an important part of the high school experience, because as we get to college, it's not cheap to be in college at either a college or a university. And the better that we can prepare students to know what they want to pursue career-wise, the better equipped they are when they get to college. So saying, I don't want to do this, is just as big a success as saying, I do want to do this.
Yeah, because in the old, you know, I don't want to say the old days, but many times people would get in their junior year and they want to be a teacher, and all of a sudden this is not for me. And then they have to get another major, and it's just this allows them to focus better and save some money, actually.
Yep. But I think too, if you and I hope both of you look to go on to education, but I think you will find that your college experience will be enhanced by actually understanding what it means to be a teacher. And so, are there any surprises from during the day you'd shift from being a student to being a teacher in the kids' minds? Was there some shifts that you had to make mentally as you, you know, went from one classroom being a student to all of a sudden being the, mm-hmm. the teacher?
I think that, like, in high school, you're just kind of going through the motions and you're just, I don't know, you're in class and you do your work, you sit there and you just kind of chill through the day. But when you go to the King School, you have to change your mentality a little bit and realize that you are who they're looking up to when you're there, and you have to set that example. And they do appreciate you being there. Whether they're having a good day or a bad day, they need you there. So you have to play that role that you have to be someone they can look up to.
Did you think any differently of your teachers when you would get back to your classrooms?
Oh, yeah, I'd appreciate them a lot more because you see how much more they have to do. And if someone's not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then they have to worry about, oh, I have to teach this. I have to make sure that student's doing what they should be doing. I have to make sure that the class is still working as a whole. There's just so much more that goes into it after taking this class that you realize it's not just, I'm going to teach this lesson, and then everybody's going to do what I say.
Nisha, you had a big laugh there. Do you appreciate your teachers more?
I think taking that class, you understand the teacher's job a lot more, and you realize how difficult it is. And after going down to the King Elementary School and then coming back up to the high school, you appreciate your teachers, and then you try to make their job easier because you realize how hard it actually is. And you're grateful that you're the student and not the teacher at that moment.
So, Bart, now they're juniors. Will they have this opportunity again next year to, like, even enhance it more, or is it only for juniors?
No, I mean, the intent of these career pathways is for both juniors and seniors to enter, but as we move forward the development, the goal would be if this intro to teaching has created an interest, that they would make sure the classes they're taking in their senior year
okay.
would help go towards an education professional degree, but also, too, the ability to continue on with that student teaching role, that they'd have opportunities to explore that. So as the career pathways all develop, the goal is they've got these introductory courses that help develop the interest and understanding of what the career is, in this case, education, but really getting out there and practicing that. And so there will be opportunities for you as seniors if you're interested to continue doing being in the classroom.
That's Bart Johnson from Itasca Community College. He's here with juniors from Deer River High School, Jenny Tyler and Nisha Moore. So what you talked about being in the classroom, but there's coursework. What did it actually entail that you did?
So every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we would go to the elementary school, but Tuesdays and Thursdays, we had Anna Francisco. She works at ICC, and she was like, she had classroom days with us, and we would learn about, like, how it's more than just teaching kids academically and how culture can affect students and just how to lesson plan. It was more like how to be a teacher and then go and apply this at the school. So then you didn't just get thrown in there not knowing what to do. And Anna really knew how to, like, explain it, so then it was easy for everybody to understand and grasp the concept. Regardless, our class was very small. We only had, like, 7 kids in there, but we all felt like we were at the same pace moving forward.
So are you going to be ready when you graduate from college and have 28 kids in the classroom?
I mean, probably not, I hope.
That's a big deal. Small numbers to big numbers.
Well, yeah, but start small and, yep. and develop for the bigger groups. So, Nisha, for you, why did you do it?
So I took this class because ever since I was young, I wanted to be a teacher, and I thought it was the coolest thing because you're constantly learning, so why not? And I took it to see if I wanted to still be a teacher, if being in a classroom would change that. And it didn't, but it also made me realize that I love other things along with teaching, too.
So you've said other things. What can you give us an example of other things, maybe?
So other things I'm interested in are, like, engineering and music and stuff like that. So I still will look into that. I'm very indecisive, so big
plenty
decisions.
Plenty of time.
And there is opportunities for engineering has been one of the things have you done that with this current pathways, or there's some things for younger.
Yeah, but that's looked a bit different. Of course, that's my original background at the college is in engineering, but there's been a lot of engineering days, and there are courses in the high schools where they get to explore engineering. So actually engineering has a longer track record of doing this, and we saw the difference that had with that exposure, getting students to think about engineering.
How many students at Deer River are in this program?
There was only 7.
That's a lot, though.
And we got about 7 who are starting this spring at Grand Rapids High School, too.
Okay.
That sounds great. What? Anything else we should know about? Say someone's listening. How would they get their students? Someone who's going to Grand Rapids, you've already got your 7 lined up, but if someone was interested in this?
Well, I think with any student is to talk with their high school counselor, you know, about their interest and making sure that they're taking classes in this direction. And so that'd be at any of the 7 area IASK high schools. The goal is to get this rolled out to all 7. So if there are listeners who've got a student or grandson, granddaughter that they think might be interested in this, it would be to go and talk to their counselor or their high school principal about their interest in this, in an opportunity for them.
So before we let you go, Jenny and Nisha, you know, public speaking and talking in front of crowds and classrooms and stuff is always scary for young people. And I don't know how much you spoke in these classes, but how is public speaking to you? And you see it being important in this type of career field?
It's very important. And I think starting out, I was a lot more, like, I didn't want to go in front of the kids and talk because I didn't know if they'd listen. But as it went on, they got more respectful when you'd talk, and then they'd listen better. And I think if you're confident in your speaking and you know, like, I have to do this, they're going to listen. And it's public speaking, and you do need to, like, do it. They do respect it when you do, and it's very important.
Nisha?
I think public speaking is a little scary, but as a teacher, it's a different dynamic, I think, than because you're in a smaller, like, room, and you're with kids, and each teacher has a specific tone that they bring to the table, and it really depends on the teacher. Because public speaking can change with each teacher, like how they present themselves and how, sure, like, their classroom listens. And I think you do have to have speaking skills, but not as much in other areas because it's more of with kids. So it's not as difficult.
Sure.
Yeah.
What kind of things were you teaching students? Do you have any favorite subjects or projects you did with them?
In preschool, we did a lot of shapes and colors. In first grade, we did sentence structure. That was probably my favorite. And, like, contractions between words. They liked that. And then fifth grade, there was a lot of, like, reading a text and pulling the important stuff out. And that was a lot. Like, there's a big gap from first grade to fifth grade.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, huge gap. Nisha, I remember when I was in elementary school, they always, creative teachers would do, like, games or flashcards. And I was just wondering, did you experience any of that? Did your teacher put any creativity in there?
Yeah, there's definitely more creative plans than there was. Even when I was in elementary school, it's changed dramatically. But one of the things I observed is they were using their iPads, but they also combined topics for a creative activity. So they had a food truck idea. They had to come up with, like, logos and stuff like that. And it showed, like, social studies, but also math with, like, having a budget. So they combined topics for this creative opportunity for the kids. I thought that was really cool.
That is cool.
What kind of food trucks did they come up with?
So there was, like, taco trucks, and some were basic, and then some were very creative with, like, ribs and donuts. Some of the kids came up with. Don't know if I'd eat there, but.
Great.
So any good stories? I always like if someone's got stories. So there's got to be some stories that you're going to take away from this fall experience. Is there any that stand out for you?
There's just a lot of kids who say a lot of things you don't expect. The younger they are, they tell you stories about their parents, that they only know half the story, and then they get really confused. And yeah, they're very funny. Yeah. Sharing's very hard, too, so yeah.
Sharing? What do you mean sharing's very hard?
Like, there's this kid who had a bunch of markers,
and
well, this little girl needed one color, but he didn't want to share. So we had markers thrown. We had children crying. Yeah, wasn't fun.
How about Nisha, got any stories?
Not that stick out. It was just really fun getting to know the kids. And there is one story, because every classroom has that one student that always gets on the teacher's nerves. And the teacher would always not yell his name, but say it in a way where he's like, okay, I'm done now. I won't keep talking. And I think that's kind of funny, because as a teacher, you need to know the kids. And by her knowing the kid the way she did, she knew that he wouldn't take it in a way that would offend him or a way that would anger him or make him feel bad, but in a way that he knew, okay, I need to stop and get back to work.
Yeah. Jenny, it looks like you had a story that came to mind there.
Yeah, this one little boy hissed at me on my first day.
Hissed?
Yeah, he acted like a cat and he hissed at me. And then the next day, his teacher made him apologize and it was all better. He liked me after that.
I suppose they think it's pretty cool. You're closer in age to them, and they probably, I mean, it probably has some benefit in that sense too, that the littler kids are seeing what high school kids are doing.
And next year, in Deer River, the fifth graders move up to sixth grade at the high school.
Yeah.
So we will still be there when my fifth graders move up to sixth grade.
Nice.
Sweet.
And it's going to be funny, because they're always like, oh, well, you're not that much older than us. And then they realize, oh, you're going to be a senior and we're going to be in sixth grade. Never mind.
But you're going to pass them in the hall and they're going to call out your name. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
I liked how you already called them my students.
Yeah. Anything else, Bart, you want to share with us?
No, just, you know, certainly we have the education career pathway here, and one of our focuses with it, too, is more native teachers and getting, especially at Deer River High School, there's such a tremendous opportunity to get more native students interested in being professional educators, so that's a focus for us. And, you know, we're doing this in other areas. We're looking at in the areas of manufacturing and in healthcare and in engineering. And we're going to continue, between the seven school districts and the college, continue to look at what do we do to provide these kind of opportunities. And most of it is about the students. And it really is about your development, your experiences. At the same time, as wanting to be healthy communities, a lot of these career pathways are important to the long-term viability of our rural communities. Yeah. Getting good educators is important. So there's that part, too, that we want to develop the next generation of good educators, good healthcare professionals, good engineers, good manufacturing. And so that's our hope, too, that by having these experiences, these individuals will be able to come back and have opportunities at good-paying jobs and good careers in our rural communities in your listening area.
So, Jenny and Nisha, you guys are class acts, I can tell already. You guys are well-spoken, and it looks like you care, and that's very important.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in this cold weather.
Yeah, Bart Johnson, Jenny Tyler, and Nisha Moore. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show.